Welcome to Qigong Stories Podcast 69. My name is Lourenço de Azevedo, and that's how the sky looks today here in Braga. So, it has been a week since I came back from Evian in France. It was quite a good experience, or at least I enjoyed the experience by the nature of the work that I was doing there, teaching yoga teachers who teach children. So it was quite challenging to bring the Qigong to the classroom, or in a way that they can use what they know with yoga and the philosophy of yoga, and adding it the presence and the rooting and the alignment that Qigong can somehow build slowly in the body of the practitioner. I think this is important to understand that, for example, a child, he learns by looking. Okay? If you do something, then the child just absorbs it and learn by it. Sometimes even there is access to words. Even before there is this knowledge of the words, he just learns by seeing what's around him. And I have a son now, it is past 2 months that he was born, and sometimes I look at him and it's like a big vacuum cleaner that is absorbing everything that is passing around him. Even he doesn't see already like clear. I think it's almost a year they just develop a clear sight, but of course he can see to certain distances. But I look at him and I see him as quite this little vacuum cleaner. Just absorbing everything that he sees and the sounds, and that's the nature of the child. They absorb everything and they learn by looking. So regarding to this idea of posture and about this work that I was doing in France, there is this notion that the children, they know how to breathe. Breathe in and breathe out by their parents. So the way the parents just breathe, so they just somehow get this way as they breathe in and breathe out, so that they get this, they can learn this at this detail. So it's said that the child learns by watching, learns by breathing in and breathing out. By looking to the parents. Of course, he breathes, otherwise he won't survive. But the way, if the breathing is more up or more down, it's done by watching, by observing how the parents are somehow. So I think there is some kind of level, even between patients and between people that we interact, that one of the persons whom I did a seminar last year called Liz Koch. So she teaches about the body and mainly the psoas, that is a muscle inside of the body. That's like a core muscle. And she said a thing which for me is quite interesting, that the bodies talk with each other. So what this means is that there is a thing that is passed by verbally, like now I'm talking with you, or if I see someone in the street and I'm telling a story or saying something, there is a message that passes in a verbal way, but there is other messages that pass somehow in terms of the body, how the body interact with the other body. Which means that it's more easy somehow for you to explain something that you have lived. So in this sense, when you try to somehow in the classroom just to keep the children quiet and your and the breathing of the teacher is up and it's not rooted, I believe it's quite more challenging if the teacher who is asking somehow to be calm or to have some kind of direction in a class, if he has this in the body first. In my experience as therapist, and I'm not doing acupuncture so much anymore, but there was a time that when I was doing, I can say that I was quite good in terms of helping people with asthma, because I had asthma before. So for me, it was quite simple and quite easy to say to someone that was with asthma, please stop the dairy products, cheese, milk, just stop it for a month and see how it goes. Because that's what I did. And I know the process. I know maybe it's not so easy to do, especially if you like this kind of product. But I can assure somehow in my body that I did it and I got really better. And one of the reasons that my asthma went away, I think it was because I stopped this kind of products. So for me, it was quite easy when I got some child or some parent say, oh, just stop it for a month and just try it. And sometimes I would tell my story, but other times I wouldn't bother to tell the story. I just say this. But this worked quite well. In the opposite sense, because I smoked for a time in my life, but it didn't, was more than a year, and it was quite easy to stop. I passed the year smoking, well, not much, but one cigarette here and cigarette there. And I remember that the year that before I was started to smoke, I could swim a mile or a kilometer. Yeah, a kilometer. So I would do it every morning. So then a year had passed, and then I returned to the swimming pool, and I could not do a full pool because I was panting. I could not breathe well. So I decided, okay, I quit smoking, and that was it. That was my experience with smoking. So, but for me, it was quite easy. I just put it in my head, okay, it is, I cannot swim anymore, so, and I like more swimming than smoking. It's more cheaper anyway. So I decided, okay, just quit it. It doesn't make any sense. But for me, to treat patients, and I know the colleagues of mine, they can are quite successful in the things regarding to smoking withdrawal, that people just go there and they stop smoking because they smoked, or sometimes they smoke also still, but they have this kind of experience that by stopping by passing by the process of what is to stop smoking. You learn a lot, and your body has this experience on it. So I was not very successful when I said to people, okay, these needles, they will work, and people would say, oh, it's nice when I, after the treatment, the tobacco don't feel so nice. It feels a bit, it doesn't taste so well. So, but then it came to a part in the treatments that it was like they are smoking like three cigarettes, like one after breakfast, one after lunch, and one after dinner, and I couldn't solve it. Sometimes what I would do is just send them to a yoga retreat or to a breathing retreat where they can just experience the free breathing, and sometimes it worked because I also have this experience on the body that. Breathing is good and you feel more relieved. But for the people who didn't accept this challenge, it was quite hard for them, and some they couldn't. They couldn't just leave this kind of three cigarettes. So my experience regarding to this idea of the body is that when the sensation or the experience is in the body, it's more easy. That's because, and that's why that this kind of seminars or even it's a course, that's the yoga for children or the yoga in class or yoga in education, how they call it. They call it yoga in education. It's quite important because it's not just thing of, I heard a study that do this, if I do this technique with the children, it will work. but they have this embodied. That's quite on their bones and running into the blood. So in the classroom, in parenting, and in because also my partner has two kids, so I learned that it doesn't work if you just say and you don't do it before, if you tried before with yourself. And in this sense, I believe that this kind of work, of postural work and alignment work that Qigong, yoga, certain degree meditation can bring, it's somehow the base of education, of human relationships, of, because then what you say and what you express, it's embodied, it's on yourself. It's not about a book that's of self-help that you read. You really were there. And by being there, you can somehow express it better when somehow, or in the times that you need to express your experience, you've been there. So you are more knowledgeable than the person that is on your in front of you. So regarding for the practice for this week is to get this kind of idea of try to embody some of the things that, and some are more easy than others, but try to embody some of the experiences that that are possible. And I just remember a story about a doctor. Is a story about an Indian doctor that he just, the mother is there and then say, "Oh, my son is eating a lot of sugar. So, what can I do?" And then the doctor say, "Well, come back in 3 days." And in 3 days, when she come back, the doctor say to the kid, "Just stop eating sugar." And the mother said, "But you just waited 3 days for that, just to tell this to my son?" And said, "Well," the doctor said, "well, before I tell to your son, I had to also try to be without sugar during this day." Yeah, some stories say that it's a month, some say it's a week, but well, the story of today, it's three days. But it's this idea. So remember that body talk to each other, and that anything that you somehow express, and sometime you want to just propose to the world and express in the world, this idea of be mindful that you have been there and done that. So I wish you a wonderful practice integrated with your life, and that whatever you do just contributes for your better alignment, and that your body gets somehow more and more knowledge, and this will be sometimes in some situations more critical than a mind that is quite knowledge but without experience. Have a nice practice, and until the next podcast.